Okay, so we are at the two dots on Mem Hey and Mem Aleph. So we had mentioned yesterday that Rav and Shmuel, they agreed that if a katana accepts kedushin without the knowledge or the acquiescence of her father, she still requires get and miyun. That's what we said yesterday. So itmar. So again, we're going to deal with a katana who acts on her own volition, but the thing over here now is that the person who she takes kedushin from dies, and she's left without it. He has no children, and now the brothers are left with the yivum chalitza possibility. So itmar, mace, the person who was mekadesh the katana without the knowledge of the father, v'nafla lefnei achiv liyivum, and he falls, and she falls to his brothers for yivum. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Yes. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Mima'enes lima'amaro. She has to do miyun to the person who, if he does mimer, right? Mimer is the Rabbanan way, sort of creating kiddushin with a yavam, the Rabbanan step one. But eina mima'menes lizikaso. But she wouldn't do miyun, right? Miyun is to the refusal. She wouldn't have to do miyun if there's just a zika, meaning there was no, that there was no mimer done. So what does that mean? So Ketzad, Asa ba mimer. If the Yavam does mimer to this girl, so Tzricha, she had, in order to be free now, she needs, number one, a get, Utzricha Chalitza, she needs to perform Chalitza, Utzricha Miyun, and she also needs to do a, you know, an act of refusal, a Miyun. So why? Why does she need all these, all three? So, Tzricha get, you need get, Shema Nisratze Ha'av B'Kedushe Sheni. Because it's possible that the father, you know, agreed in the end to the second kedushim, and therefore that second kedushim with the yavam is a valid kedushim. Meaning, I mean, even though kedushim only doesn't really work by yavama, but maybe on a derabbanan, I don't know how that works, but maybe it was accepted, and she, therefore she's a valid isha, and therefore she require a get. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Tzricha chalitza. She needs to do chalitza because Shema Nisratza'ah b'kedushei rishon. Maybe the father acquiesced to the first kedushin, and therefore she was fully married to the first guy. He dies. Now in order to be freed, she has to do chalitza. Utzricha miyun, and she also needs to do miyun, similar to what we saw yesterday. Shema lo nisratza'ah v'lo b'kedushei rishon v'lo b'kedushei sheni. Possibility exists that the father doesn't want either of these kedushin. So neither of them were chal. And she didn't need a get, and she didn't need a chalitza. But people are going to hear, are going to see that she said, so we gave her a get from the second guy, and they're going to think that we're not giving her the get because of a suffix, we're going to give her the get because there was a full-fledged ishus over here. And therefore, they're going to prevent, they won't know, if this guy then goes ahead and marries this katana's sister, they won't give any validity to that. They'll let the sister go without any get or without anything, and then that sister would end up marrying a third person, and there would be a big problem of Eishes Ish. Okay, so let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Ketzad Asaba Maimer. Right, the Kaimelam B'Yivamos, where Yivamos says here, Daf Nun, the Osa Maimer B'Yivimto, someone does Maimer to his Yivama, Ubala Potro below Knisa, and then he wants to get, you know, not maintain the relationship without taking her in. Tzricha Get L'Mamaro. At the Rabbanon level, you need a get for the Maimer. B'Chalitza L'Zika So. But you also need Chalitza because you have the Zika. The Chalitza gets rid of the Zika Deoraisa with the connection between Deoraisa, and the Get gets rid of the Maimer. The Zo, and this girl, Shekitcha Shalol Dasavia, she was Mikudeshes without the acquiescence of her father. Ap Tricha Miyun Imahem. She also needs Miyun. Shem Alonis Ratza Ha'av, Lo B'Sharisha, Lo B'Sharsheni. Velo Ha'isot, this is what we said, Velo Ha'isot Tricha, go get below Chalitza, she didn't need anything. Va'roa Shechichu Get, and the person who sees that she got to get, Omer Shekidusha Kedusha Gemurim, Hain, think that the valid Kedushin, Ve'ein Kedusha Tosu Lo Bachoso. And that if he tried to marry the sister, it wouldn't work, even though it really would. Right? Then Rashi asks, Rashi talks also, Koshi Lamu Shem Alonis Ratza Ha'vichusha Risha, why didn't it case? So I'm sure he has in the footnote, but that's what he's going to read the Pshat in the Gemara. So that's the first case of the Mishnah of the statement of Rav, which was Mima Enes L'Ma'amaro, that she needs to do Miyun if Maimer was performed. However, the second case of the second part of that statement was Eina Mima Enes L'Zikaso, meaning if there's no Maimer, she doesn't have to do Miyun. Lo Asuba Maimer, if this Yavam did not do Maimer to the Katana. Again, the Katana acts on her own volition, marries this guy, he dies without children. Obviously, he didn't have children with her because she's a Katana. He had no other children. Now she falls to the brothers for Yivam, not or Chalitza. None of the brothers do Maimer. So, Eina Tzricha Ela Chalitza Bilvad. The only thing she needs now is Chalitza. She doesn't need Miyun. So, I don't think she doesn't need Gittin either, but she doesn't need Miyun, right? She doesn't need get because there's no Maimer. The only reason why we needed to get before was because of the Maimer. All she needs is Gittin. So the Gemara said, wait, why, if you're given get, aren't you concerned that people are going to see the get and think that it was a valid kedushin here, and therefore be concerned that they won't that they, if the sister gets married to this guy, people won't think it's anything, and then you'll have a problem, possible problem later on. So he says, Maya Mart, Tiboy Nami Miyun, you think that maybe you should also require Miyun? Shemo Yomru Ein Kiddushin Tosin Bachoso, because people might say that Kiddushin will not grab on to the sister. We don't have to be Choshesh for this, because Hakol Yodim, everybody knows, Achos Chalutza de Rabbanon. The Isser to marry the sister of your Chalutza is only a Din de Rabbanon. Me de Raisa, those Kiddushin would be Chal. The Amar Reish Lakish says, Kan Shana Rebbe, here is where Rebbe said, Achos Gerusha Midoraisa, is an Isser Doraisa to marry the sister of your divorced wife, of your divorcee, but Achos Chalutza, but the sister of your Chalutza, is only also Midivrei Sofrim. So people are, you're not going to be, they see that she was given Chalitza. Ah, so you're worried that that is a problem, and therefore people won't take the possibility that the sister is going to marry this guy. Well, if they do that, they know that it's a valid kedushin. No one's going to question that. They all know it's a valid kedushin. Let's see Rashi. Rashi's third wide line on the bottom. Hakol yodim shafilu im chalitza zo chalitza gimura. Even if this is a real full fledged chalitza, meaning there's no suffix in the marriage or anything like that, kedushin tosin bachoso. Everyone knows that if he then goes ahead and marries this chalutza's sister, the kedusha would be valid. Sha'achos chalutza ein asura elam yidrei sofrim. So they did the rabbanon. So they all know that it would be a valid. They would give credibility to that marriage, and you won't be concerned that people say, oh, she's not really married, and then she'll go marry a third person and have an issue. There won't be an issue over here because people know that they're right, so she's really married. Then what? They'll take care of that first. Because Kad Shana Rebbe, because here's where Rebbe made his distinction between Achos Gerusha, which is an Asa Deraisa, and Achos Chalutza, which is only B'Divrei Sofrim, only. Rashi says, Kad Shana Rebbe, B'Yavamos Shaninu, and Yavamos we learned, Hacholetz Li'Yivimto. So guy does Chalitza to a woman, V'Nasa Achiv as Achoso. So Ruvain is Choletz Rachel, and then Shimon goes ahead and marries Leah. And then Shimon dies. So now Leah has fallen to Reuven, the Chalitza. Umeis choletzes v'lo mis yet venis. He has to do Chalitza, but he doesn't do Yibam, meaning that there's a Zika. If you have to do Chalitza, there's a Zika, but midah rabbanan, you can't marry her, so therefore there's no Yibam. Hamagarish, right? So Hamagarish Ishto, and the next case they bring down, Hamagarish Ishto, if you divorce your wife, Reuven divorces his wife, Rachel, v'nasa achiv etzachoso, and Shimon is married to Leah. Umeis, when Shimon dies, harezo peturo. So now, Leah to Reuven is nothing. She's peturo, she goes free right away. Tahavi Leah achos gerushaso, she erva lo b'chayah. That's achos gerushaso, which is an erva. V'al mishnah zo, and on this mishnah, Amar Reish Lakish Khan, shana lana Rebbe, Reish Lakish says, this is where Rebbe taught us, v'mishnah zo, anolomdim, da achos gerusha he erva min haTorah, aval achos chalitza, eino elam yidavei sofrim. That's only yidavei sofrim. Okay. With a kol yodim, we're not afraid they're going to make the wrong assumption. Right, when they don't know, we're afraid of the wrong assumptions. When they do know, we're not afraid of the wrong assumptions. A kol yodim. Okay, that was really the hard part of the day's life. Hanu beitrei, two people. Davik hashasu chamra. You know, myself, two people that are drinking wine. Two tzipi bivavel under some sort of tzaftzifa tree. I don't know if it's a willow tree or I'm not sure what it is. Right, some sort of willow tree, maybe a weeping willow. They're sitting under the tree and they're drinking wine together. Shakol chad minayu kasa de chamra. One guy takes a cup of wine, yovli le chavre, gives it to his buddy, and Amar and says to them, mikachli bratich lebri. With this cup of wine, your daughter should become mikudeshes to my son. Amar Ravina says, afilu ma da Amar. Even according to Rav Shmuel, who say that a katana who's mikadeshes without the das of her father, we have to be choshesh that maybe, right, chashin on shema nisratza'av, we have to be choshesh that maybe the father, you know, post facto acquiescence to it, right, shema nisratza'habein lo arminan. Here, we don't say that maybe, we don't have any chashash that this is valid, because we don't say that shema nisratza'habein. Right, Rashi says, shema nisratza'habein, bekidushim shekidish lo'av, shalom redaito lo arminan. If the father, somebody was mikudeshes the daughter without the das of the father, then we have a we suspect that maybe the father acquiesced. But the son, we're not going to suspect that he acquiesced. The av bekidushe bito bekodehu nichale. A father very much wants his daughter to marry off. Again, this is a sociological difference between then and now. You really, I mean, obviously you want your children married now also, but the difference between men and boys and girls, I think, is different now. There they said, you really want your daughter to get married, so she'll be taken care of, so bekodehu nichale. No matter what, you're going to want, right, the tavla meitav tandu. About gavra, daik v'nasiv. But the guy, basically, back then, held all the cards. It was a little similar today also. He held all the cards. And he's going to be very careful, be medactic. He's not going to just accept willy nilly anybody that the father took. And number two, we think is even more important, the father has no authority here. The father can't marry off his son. The father can marry off the daughter up to a certain age. But at no point in time does the father have authority to marry off the son. So the Gemara says, okay, so Shemeres Ratzin Bein Lo Armin, so Amalei Rabban Ravina, V'dilma Shlich Shavei. Well, who says? Maybe Shmi Choshesh, that he, the son, appointed his father, his Shaliyah, to accept Kedushin on his behalf. So Gemara says, Lo Chatziv Inish L'Shvuya L'Vua Shliach. No, a person's not, you don't do that. You don't make your father your Shaliyah. I guess that's something that's not done. That's Chatziv.
Wait, the Shachan they're saying?
What Shachan?
I'm saying over here to accept
Kedushin on his behalf. Send the shliach, Dad. You accept kedushin on my behalf. I appoint you, power of attorney. Accept kedushin on my behalf. So Gemara says that we don't close chase for that because it's mechutzav to appoint your father to be your shliach. So the Gemara says the Dilma arutzuye arce kame. Maybe the son had told his father, "I really like this girl. This is the girl I want." Right? Rashi says Dilma arutzuye arce. Ben kame aviv the gilo daito shu chafitzba v'ha'av naslo shliach be'elav v'zachon l'shalom b'fanav. Maybe here he really wants it. Now it's a tam zchidus. It's a chus. It's zachon l'shalom b'shalom b'fanav. He really wanted. So the Gemara says you're right. That's possible. But so the answer is though here is we have to say that Amar Rabba Bar Shimi b'perish Amar Mar who we hear Rashi says is Ravina who brought this case down. Ravina said to me to lo suffer on the hand of Rav Shmuel. He just doesn't hold of Rav Shmuel. We said that Rav Shmuel or Choshesh, that maybe the father acquiesced. Ravina says, I'm not concerned about later acquiescence. Of the person not here, he do it against his wishes, we're not Choshesh. Right? He says, Mar Befer, Rashi says, Shamati Mimenu, Dilo Savale, the Rav Shmuel, the Ain should be changed to Duh, for sure, has to be changed. The Amri, right? What's that Gimel? I don't know where that Gimel goes. The Amri, right. The Amri, they say, Choshesh and Shem and Nisrat Sa'av. They are Choshesh. The Choshesh came to Shema L'Shem, so he doesn't agree to that. And the Choshesh came to Shema Asoha Ben Shliach, Elim Kain Shemanu. We're not Choshesh, maybe the son made the father Shliach. We're not Choshesh for that at all. He argues on this rule of Rav Shmuel. So why does he say, he says, I feel him on the Amr makes it sound like he agrees with them. But even if you say this, in this case, it would be different. He says, "With the kamar, feel him on the amar. The rach of the milsaki hechli the kadam kamar hachi." He just said, you know, to expand his base, so people would listen to him. But he argues with him. He argues with Rav Shmuel, and he says, "If the daughter, he will say that if the daughter accepted kedushin without the acquiescence of the father, which nothing, and we're not choshesh for that the father may have accepted the kedushin afterwards, and therefore the cases before, I guess we would say she can't eat truma." Because you're not choshesh that there's any eris in there. There we said, we let her because there's nothing. He says there's nothing to transpired. It's an interesting tosos. This long tosos over here. So you go to the first short line. Upasak Rav Alphus, so the riff, ubeshiiltos, and the shiltos of Rav Chaigon. What's that? You have to probably tell us which parshas mishpatim. Okay, pasuk Rav Alphus who b'shildus Rav Chaigon to hilchos a karavina. The halacha is like Ravina, which is we're not koshish, despite the fact that we went through all the permutations yesterday. He's passed like Ravina to Hu Basra. He's the end. He's the latter shita. V'sof Harah haya, and he was the end of Harah. Ravashi Ravina, the end of Harah. So he passed it, and that's the story. And also the Rabbi Rashimi Nami Saver Kavasei, and he said V'lo chayshin on Shem and Esratze Av. We'd have no chash that the father maybe agreed. If it ain't sarich lo get, lo miun. We don't need anything. We don't need a get. We don't need miun. But if you shidcho, remember yesterday we saw also that they were discussing it. Even if they were discussing the shidduch about it. If he does it, she does it without the knowledge of the father, it's nothing. If you go a little further down now, it says, Od pasuk b'she'iltas Rav Achai. It's about a third of the way down in the Tosfos. Second word from the law. First word of the line is Ravina. The next word is Od pasuk b'she'iltas. You got it? Yeah. The old pasuk, another interesting psak of the she'iltos, b'katana, you have a young girl, a katana, she'halach avil medina sayam, her father goes away, I guess he goes on business, she'hayachol l'hiskadesh midrabanon, we allow her to have a kedushin derabanon, kedin yisoma de'en la'ab, we treat her like a yisoma who doesn't have a father, we really want these girls to be taken care of. And if the father's away, there's no one to take care of her. So we allow her to accept kiddushin the rabbanon. They take the rabbanon kiddushin mishum hefker because we don't want her to be treated as hefker. V'zol shalach avia l'mad David shalach avia l'mdina sayam harei he yisoma mishum hefker. She's like hefker. But harav menachem miyunye. I don't know what that is. Harav menachem ain't a mode b'davar. He didn't agree to that. So the case happened. Guy went traveling. Below bas katana, and she had a young daughter. Finiskatcha bas, and she got betrothed. The asar of Rabbi Nachum and Yunus the Kaima. He says no good. Because we're close to maybe he's in the father or somewhere else met somebody who was mekadosh over there. And this guy's only married to Rabbanon. He's violating Eishes Ish. And Rabbi Tam argues, Mishalcha Rabbi Tam says, Dvarecha, in Nesa'av, if this father died, Mimdina Sayam, he te'as l'chol adam l'olam. He should be asked to everybody, because Shema Kitcha via Mimdina Sayam, ve'ein anu yodim l'mi. And then Rabbi goes back and forth, an interesting tosos, so back and forth between this Rabbi Nachum and Rabbi Tam. Okay. The next case. Hahu Gavra, right? It's by the period, it's like the fifth line, sixth line on the top. One, two, three, four, five, six, sixth line. Ahu Gavra, the person. The Kaddish Bekisha de Yarka Beshuka. He was Mekaddish a katana without the das of her father. And for the Kiddushin, he gave her this bundle of vegetables, which is something really nothing. Something that's.
It's a
Shalapruta, but it's just not, it's a bizoyan. It's not a nice thing to give a bundle of vegetables. A lot of things that are worth a pruta. It's not something that they're not.
So it's also perishables, I guess.
It doesn't matter perishable now, but it's just not. It's just not to be done. So Amar Ravina, Afilu Amad Amar, even according to Ravu Shmuel, who are choshish that Shema Nisratze Ha'av, that they're choshish that maybe the father would agree later on. Hani Mili, that's only if he was Mekadosh or Derech Kavon. But Derech Rizayon, well, the father would never acquiesce in this situation. You're concerned that maybe post facto the father's acquiesces. I'm going to take this hilaria who marries my daughter with a bundle of vegetables. No way. So you don't have to be choshish for that.
Maybe he's poor as an empty money.
So what? So you don't want that father won't accept it.
He's a hilaria.
What's he doing? So the Gemara asks, Amar Vachem Yidit Ravina Bizoy Demai. This may address what you're talking about, Yoni. What's the Bizoyon here? Ibizoyon the Yarka, is the Bizoyon the value of the thing that he gave her, just gave her Yarek? Or Bizoyon the Shuka? Or is the Bizoyon the fact that he married her, he did this in the Shuk? He did this out in public. He didn't take her to a nice place. He did this in front of everybody. Right? The Nafka Mina, the Kaddish Bekaspa, maybe he used, $100 bill in the Shuk, or Bekisha the Yarka Bevesa, or maybe he just used vegetables in their house. If the Bizoyon is the place, then it wouldn't matter if he gave her a lot of money in the shuk. And if the Bizoyon is what he gave her, then it wouldn't matter if he gave her that same thing in the house. It'd be no good. So my, what's the din? So Amalei, Edi Derek Bizoyon, who? Both. Both aspects of what he did was Bizoyon. It was Bizoyon what he gave her. It was Bizoyon what he gave her, and Bizoyon where he gave it to her. So give her something nicer in a nicer place. Okay, next case. Hahu da amar likravai, vihi amar likreva. So you have a husband and wife. He says, I want our daughter to marry my relative. And she says, I want our daughter to marry my relative. So Kaftei, she tied him up. Rashi does not tie him up literally, but she convinced him. She nagged, and she convinced him, and he agreed. He acquiesced. Ada Amar La to Havili Kreva. Fine, marry your Karov. Okay, so they're now getting ready to have the big party to announce the engagement of their young daughter to her Karov. So Ada Achli Vishase, so during the party, and before they actually did the Maisa Kiddushin, Asa Krive B'Igra, one of the husbands, Krovim, goes to the attic, Vikacha, and is Mekadish her. Now she's a katana. So are we now Choshesh that the father, post facto, said, I may have agreed to my wife, but sof, my one wife, Krov, that was mine. I win. So are we Choshesh for that? So Amar Abai, no, we're not Choshesh that he retracted his haskama with his wife. Because Ksiv, Sheirish Yisrael, Lo Yisa Avla, V'lo Yidab Ruchaza. People stand by their word. He said he's going to agree to this. He agreed to this. I just think, what crazy husbands would tell his wife, I'm going to do this, and then 2 seconds later do the complete opposite, he's going to get shechted. So that's why there's no way that...
It throws the whole concept of
zibbuk
out the window.
Yeah, it just reduces their relationship to nothing. There's no trust. And that's exactly what Abaye says. People are going to stand by their word. So Rava Amar, not only that, Chazaka ein adam torek b'su'udam afsida. He just made this big party for his daughter to marry his wife's relative. He's not going to be torek for this whole su'udah for that, and then have him do something else, and then lose out this whole su'udah. Because, I mean, the wife will go berserk, and it's not going to say, oh, now transfer the su'udah to this kiddushah. That's not going to happen. So my beinayu. So what's the nafkamina between the reasons between Abaye and Rava? So ikabeinayu do l'torek. Ikabeinayu would mean if he didn't prepare a massive meal. So according to Abaye, it doesn't matter. He still would not retract what he said to his wife.
He was saying
he did low tarach. He didn't spend money. If the case was he didn't spend money, so Abaye would quote the pasuk of She'eris Yisrael lo yasu avla. So it's just he's a keep his word. Rava said the whole reason is because the person is not matriach and make this big suda. Well, here he didn't make matriach, he didn't make a besuda. So maybe you have to be choshesh that the husband/father accepted post facto the kiddushin that his relative did to his daughter. Okay, next case. Niskacha ledas avia. She had kiddushin that her father agreed to. Okay, her father did the kiddushin or whatever. Father agreed to the kiddushin. The halach avila medina seyam. And then he went away. The amda v'nisis. And now she has nisuin without his das. Also, what the halach is, I don't think we've come up about that yet, he has to agree to nisuin as well. She's completely in his control. He has to agree to nisuin as well. So the amda v'nisis. So stage one was with his rishus. Stage two was without his rishus. Amar Rav. Rav says, ochelos b'truma. If the husband is a kohen, she could eat the truma now. We don't have to worry about it. And if he comes and he's mochel later, then she'll stop eating the truma. I think the underlying here also is that midoraisa and arusa can eat truma. The whole reason why an arusa does not eat truma is because it's only gzeir d'rabanan, right? Maybe simpon, or maybe she'll give it to her brothers and to her sisters. But really, midoraisa she's permitted. So he says, don't worry about it. Let her eat the truma. Ravasi Amar. Vasi says, "Eino ocheles. She cannot eat the truma because we have to be choshes shema yavo avia v'yimcha. Maybe her father will come and protest. I didn't give permission for the nisuin to take place. V'nimtza zara ocheles b'truma. Interesting. L'mafreya. It comes out that a zara, someone who's zar, is going to be eating truma l'mafreya. Tosfos points out it's not a zara because
that's the worst problem that you have is eating the truma part
as opposed to what."
She needs to get
her ready anyway. She's ready. She's ready to be betrothed. She's ready kedushin.
So to get regardless.
Of course, she's ready. She's ready in arusa. She's a full fledged arusa because the father already acquiesced to the arusa.
Well, in the first place.
Right. Part one was done with.
It's a bigger problem. She can't marry Cohen afterwards.
She can't marry Cohen anyway. She's already in arusa.
She's ready
in arusa.
She's ready in arusa.
She's ready in arusa.
Didn't we say a word above here that the father wouldn't retract on something like this?
Father wouldn't retract to his wife. Right, but here there's nothing that to retract. No one ever approached him. He never said, "I'm ready for the nisuin." He gave her as an arusa.
He gave her for an arusa.
And now he says, right. "You better wait till." Now he says, "You did the nisuin without me. I'm not home now. Why did you do the nisuin without me?" He didn't retract anything.
He wanted to be the wedding.
Huh? He didn't retract anything.
Eventually, this is going to end up becoming a full-fledged marriage. So what's what? She jumped the gun?
She jumped the gun. She did it without him. She did it without him. So he's Machpid. It's my rights.
He's Machpid on his cup.
I wanted to be, frick his cup. I want to be there for my daughter's wedding. What do you do without me? This is my rights. He's allowed to be Machpid on his rights. You know, stand with the shotgun in front of his house, my house. I can do what I want. Don't try that at home. Anyway, especially in New York City. But... but again, so Rav Asi says that she's a Zara. Tosa points out it's not a real Zara because, like we said before, she's really the rice are permitted to eat truma. This would be the Rabbana, she's not allowed to eat truma. It's not a real Zara. So it would happen to be Hava Uvda. There was this scenario. V'chashla Rav lahal Rav Asi. Rav, who said originally that she could eat the truma, he was choshes for Rav Asi, and he held that she should not eat the truma, like Rav Asi said. So Tosa says, Nira. The halach Rav Asi. It seems like the halach is like Rav Asi. The hader bay. This is the second to last osos. The ha hader bay Rav. That Rav seems to be have retracted because now he's holding like his Talmud Rav Asi. Ach Rabbeinu Tam pasuk kichusak Rav. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the halach is like Rav. That the halach is like Rav. That means that she may eat the truma in this case. Sharei Rav Asi haya talmido. Rav Asi was Rav's Talmud. Ubechol makom sharav atam holchim. Halacha kedivrei harav ba'amo roya rishonim adabai v'rava. We have two concepts. We have halacha kibasra. Exactly what I said. We have the concept of halacha kibasra, and we have the halacha, the concept of Rav Talmud, halacha like the Rebbe. So the Tosfos points out, he says, we say halacha like the Rebbe for the first and second generation of Amoraim, up to Abai and Rava. After Abai and Rava, then we say halacha kibasra.
Right. He says that somewhere else. Where is it?
He says it a few places in Shas.
Where is that Tosfos?
The second last Tosfos. He says, "Ach Rabbeinu Tam pasuk hichlo k'rav sharei Rasi haytalmido ubechol makom sharav etam lichokim halacha kedivrei harav ve'amoroi rishonim adabai v'rava aval mikam ve'elech paskina kibasrai lefi shedikta du yosim and arishonim lahad halacha aboria." So then, if that's the case, so why was Rav choshes for Ravasi? V'afogav the chash l'rav lahay Ravasi.
He's not changing his mind.
No, he didn't change his mind. He's just being machom alive. He's not changing his mind. He's just saying v'machmir. We're on the holiday of Chumrah. He's being machmir. He says, "Mishumachil ochazibo el Chumrah bi'al Moshe Chumir Nafshei." K'mosh matina perakam Megillah. Another example Tosfos says in the first perak in Megillah. But it's just interesting to point out the reason why exactly we said that you have these two things of halacha kevasrai and halacha like Rav Talmud. So Tosfos gives a rule up to the generation of Avayin Rava. After Avayin Rava, we go kevasrai. Before Avayin Rava, you go Rav Talmud. I don't know about Avayin Rava's generation themselves. They're third generation. I don't know about Abai and Rav's generation himself, but first and second generation, Rabbo Amorayim, you go according to the Rebbe. Starting in the fourth generation, you go according to Halacha Kibasarai. The latter generation. Chronologically. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzhak. Shmuel said in the name of Yitzhak, Umode Rav. Rav agrees, right? Rav who says that she can eat Truma, so it makes it sound like she is in the reshus of the husband, agrees, she in Mesa, however, if she dies, in a Yorsha, he would not be Yorisher. Meaning, we don't put her all the way into the reshus of the husband. We say, Oki Mamon Becheses Marie. Because now we have a suffix. We're not sure whether the father is going to acquiesce or not. So we have a suffix, and Cheses Mamon, you keep where it is, which is in her family, and you don't give it to the husband's family. I think also the difference is that what Rav said simply was, we're just going to keep the dini d'oraisa, which allows her to eat. But it's not that she's necessarily fully fledged married. So therefore, we're still going to be choshesh and not allow the husband to inherit her. Next case. Nitkacho ledas, v'nisei shalo ledas, v'avia kan. Okay, the other case was she was kedushin with the father's acquiescence. The marriage, nisuin, was not with the father's acquiescence, but the father was away. Here, the father's in town. He doesn't say anything. He just sits there. So do we say he's not saying anything because he's just really angry? Or is he not saying anything because his acquiescence? So there's Gash Ladas, Venice. What?
Shikha Kodam.
Right. So do we say that or not? But Shikha Kodam is usually when you present him with a claim. Exactly. You don't present him with a claim. He's just sitting back in his house stewing. What does that stewing represent? So Niskacha Ladas, Venice Shiloladas, Ravia Khan. Rav Huna Amar Ein Ocheles, she may not eat a truma. I mean, we're saying the Choshesh and the father did not agree. We're not close to the father. We're saying that the father did agree. Rav Huna Amar Ein Ocheles says she doesn't eat because He says, I feel the Rav's Amar Ocheles, even the Rav's Amar Ocheles in that case, that was Hussam who Jalo Issei La'av. The father's not here. Aval Haka the Issei La'av, the father is here. V'hai Ishtach Mirtach Ratach. And he's quiet because he's stewing, he's just angry. He's not saying anything because he's just too, his blood is boiling. He's not saying anything. So the Choshesh doesn't agree. But Rav Yirmiyahu Abba says the other way around. Ocheles. And even according to Rav Asi in the previous case who said she's not eating, Hassam is who Shema Yavo Aviyah V'yimcha. Because we're concerned maybe he'll come later and protest. Aval Hakha, like Yoni said, be Shasik, that is quiet. It's Nuchis Nechle. Silence is acquiescence. His silence is, the question is, how do you view that silence? Allergy season is here. Okay. Next case. Niskacha, she has Kiddushin, without her father saying, and he's agreeing, and then she goes ahead and does Nisuin without her father's knowledge, the Avia Khan, and she does both things in front of her father, and the father remains silent. So Rav Huna Amar Ocheles, and Rav Yirmiyahu Abba Amar Ocheles. Rav Huna says in this case she eats, and Rav Yirmiyahu Abba says she doesn't eat, because Rav Yirmiyahu Abba says he didn't agree, Rav Huna says she does eat. So the guy asks Amar Ula, Had Rav Huna kichomech lishinayim. What Rav Huna said is like vinegar to the teeth, ukeashan lainayim, like smoke to the eyes. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It hurts me that he said this. You know, how'd you say this? It's painful. He says, Hashta, let's just look. Uma hasam, in the previous case, kishen is gacha ledasavia, where the kedusha was dunked in the das with the father's acquiescence. The kedusha deraisa, and therefore it's a valid, full fledged kedusha midaraisa. Amart, you said, Lo achla, she doesn't eat petruma. Hachal koshkein, here when nothing was done with the acquiescence of the father that she's going to eat. So that we said near and divrei Talmud. So it seems that the Talmud, meaning Ula, who's Rav Huna's Talmud, it seems that Ula's right. So Gemara answers like you're saying. He's saying no. He says Amar Rava, my time is Rav Huna. Why Rav Huna here in this case say it's different and would allow her and be choshesh for a full fledged marriage? Ho v'nasav b'maisa yisom v'chayav. She did like a Maisa Yisoma. A Yisoma does this Kedushin and Nisuin when her father's not, when nobody else. The father's sitting here and seeing everything being done, and he doesn't say a word. Right? Look at Rashi says. He says, Hoil v'nasavu Maisa Yisoma chayav. It's a little counterintuitive, but there's a logic to it. He says, b'chayav kitcha. He was Makadish during in his lifetime. V'yisiya atzmo shalolodato. Ki'ili hi Yisoma hu Rav Shosek. As if she's a Yisom. Because he's here, he doesn't do anything. So it's almost as if he's not here, right? Oh, hifkir zechus sheyishlo ba. Either he just was mafkir his rishus, he just gave up his chus. Oh, like you said, shtikaso hoda. The bislam on the scotch le daito benishish lo daito ikle mei brachad shtika mir techratach. Aba kula haylo shosik. Maybe one thing. If he does one thing against his will, maybe that he's just
too much.
This is too much already. He had to.
Maybe his wife told him to be quiet.
So to be quiet because you have to agree. Well, so what? Maybe. But we're not cautious for that. We're not cautious for that. I guess what? I think we'll stop here. Okay, Menachem? Yeah. Exactly. Itmar two dots at the top.
You don't want to go to the Mishnah, I guess, right?
I would.
It's fine.
I didn't prepare it so much.
It's very hard.
Okay, so I didn't prepare it so much. So,
hard.
Someone who prepared it will we'll give it. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Good job.